On the show today, we have Louisiana Credit Union League's very own Lacey Weaver talking about Louisiana's credit unions highlighting a collective impact to the state's economy throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. It's all in their 2020 Credit Union Impact Report, and the numbers are impressive, which is an understatement, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Lacey Weaver from the Louisiana Credit Union League. Lacey, how are you?
Hey, Mike, we're doing great. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Doing great. Oh my gosh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Yeah. I got a press release that came in my inbox the other day, and my gosh, it had some astounding numbers from your league. The credit unions are just, for lack of better terminology, are kicking butt in your state.
Yeah.
They're doing some amazing, amazing work. So that said, so according to the report, Louisiana credit unions generated $1.5 billion in economic impact in the state and supported 9,500 jobs in 2020. This is a year in the pandemic. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So how did you guys do this in a pandemic year? This is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, when we got the numbers, we were impressed ourselves and realized that this was something we had to share. And being that it was a pandemic year, while most companies and organizations were finding ways to, I guess, stay alive, credit unions had to stay alive. We were considered essential employees.
Yep.
So I guess the bittersweet part of that was that they never quit working. And so they just accelerated and there was no breaks mentality and kept going. And so I think that consumers, obviously, as you can see with the membership growth, consumers took notice. The community took notice. I just think there was an increase in positive numbers. That it contributed to the overall success. So I think that 1.5 billion impact definitely speaks volumes, and it definitely represents Louisiana credit unions in 2020.
Yeah, the best of your ability. can you break down this number? Because I mean, I have all
absolutely.
Here for you, have them in front of you. I mean, just
absolutely.
We don't have to get too into the weeds here, but I would love to know what are some of the details here that
absolutely. Well, like most state leagues, what we did was we initially put out a survey to our membership. And as anybody who knows, surveys can be, you know, quite challenging for participation purposes. Not only are you bombarded with them all the time, but it takes a lot out of your time to get this kind of information.
Yeah.
So we sent a survey to all of our credit unions, and we probably had about a 29 to 30% participation rate. So I guess the beautiful thing is that these numbers were so high with just the credit unions that participated. Our mentality was, gosh, could you imagine if every credit union participated?
Yeah.
This report would have been even more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, that is a simple plug to all credit unions out there. Just take those surveys.
Yeah.
Important
information.
Absolutely. And you know, we do use that information. Like you said, we take this information, and it's not just for us internally to scrutinize or seeing. It's used in so many capacities. Whether it's lawmakers or just the different audiences that we can use, consumer, trade groups, different things like that. So to break these numbers down, we, like mentioned before, the survey is a challenge of that. We made the survey short and sweet. We gave them 9 to 10 questions and give us these answers. And we took that data and just kind of dug through it a little bit and pumped out some information. So just the fees that were waived alone.
Yeah.
With the participating credit unions was nearly $4 million. So, and like I said, I say that, and gosh, it could be so much more, you know? But we definitely didn't want to skew anything. We wanted to go with what we had.
Sure.
That, and then just the mortgage loan forbearances that credit unions offered, the jobs they saved through the Paycheck Protection Program.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, looking at the report, 20,000 constituents in Louisiana, their jobs were saved through these loans.
Wow.
And that's a huge impact on the economy when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
So like I said, that 1.5 billion impact, certainly all these factors played an intricate part in it. And those 20,000 jobs, again, was a huge number for us. So,
I mean, that's changing people's lives right there, you know?
It really is.
Going, you know, so.
And, you know, just the the mere fact that 100% of the participants of this survey offered some type of assistance to their membership, 100%. Mm-hmm. That is, you know, I don't think you're going to go outside of the credit union environment with other institutions and find that, you know? So again, that line item right there, huge, huge contribution to that $1.5 billion impact.
Mm-hmm. There was one number in there, it's toward the bottom here, 100% of survey participants offered some type of assistance. So, I mean, that just,
yeah,
to me, that number, you know, all the dollars and stuff like that are equally impressive, but that one went, wow. So like everybody who participated offered some type of assistance. So that's huge for credit unions.
And I think the biggest thing to point out, Mike, is that while credit unions are continually doing their job, thinking that they're doing what's in the, you know, the benefit of their membership, what they're structured to do, what credit unions do is just help people. Mm-hmm. I don't think they really consider the overall impact. You know, you're helping a member, yes, but the financial impact on that, the mental impact on that, it comes full circle. It really does.
Yeah. And when I saw these numbers and I saw it was obviously from you guys, but I'm thinking, gosh, what are other leagues? What's going on with other leagues? I mean, what other numbers are they going to report as well? So, I mean, we could have equally impressive numbers nationwide too, I would think.
I would think that this is a prime example of the importance of the structure of how we're set up. You know, the National Association, the state leagues, the trade associations, down to the credit unions. I think that if you utilize each role, you know, to its fullest potential, you can really gather impactful information if everybody plays the right part.
Yeah, no doubt. And just shows you the significance of credit unions in their communities. What,
yes,
like you said, the impact they have, you know, with obviously the members, but their communities as well. So these numbers
absolutely
are really telling.
And I do think that the cooperation and collaboration on a credit union level, it does trickle into the leagues. We have our counterparts in each state, and we reach out to one another and we share ideas. And some of the brainchild of this impact report came from some of my peers. So, you know, it's in full effect on every level. It really is.
And I don't know if you can do this, but my other thought in my brain was like, how do these numbers compare? I know my brain.
No.
very odd things going on in there.
Join the club. But
how do they compare to other years? I mean, are they comparable? Are they more? Are they less? Or I don't mean that could be something totally out of left field, but
yeah, no. I think, well, it depends because you're measuring we took a measure of the impact for COVID,
okay,
with the processes that were in place for that. But I think on the total economic impact, there was a slight increase. No, the savings per household, we saw a slight increase.
Yeah.
And I just think that the loans, the membership, the assets, all of that, the increase in all of those areas have helped grow the bottom line a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at the end of the day, we are seeing that members are utilizing credit union services more.
Yeah.
They're adding more products and services to their overall portfolio. They're making that shift. And I think that all of those factors are playing an important impact on the overall success.
Yeah, indeed. The last number I wanted to address here was approximately 79% of Louisiana credit unions offer financial counseling with 600, that's 600, ladies and gentlemen, certified counselors throughout the state. So what does this say about credit unions? Oh my gosh, this was one of the bigger ones that stood out for me as well.
I mean, again, I think, Mike, you hit the nail on the head. This just sets credit unions apart. I think that the credit unions of Louisiana, they are committed to their membership, and they don't just want to house their money. They want to make sure that they truly understand financial freedom. And that sounds so cliche, but I think that they don't want to house their money. They want to make sure they know how to use that money and to use it wisely. And I think that the numbers in Louisiana for the financial counselors, those individuals that have gone through the testing to get the certification, it proves that.
Yeah.
So, I think that we're on the way, and you know, Louisiana is doing great in that number, mm-hmm, but so are other leagues. And I think that it's just a collective response to the demand in that industry, the demand for financial education and, you know, literacy. And I think that Louisiana is just on top. We're helping pave the way, and we're so proud of that. So proud of it.
Impressive numbers. That's an understatement, I think. So it gets me thinking, gosh, what else is, what's going on in the rest of the country? So it's got to be pretty impressive as well. So anything else here to wrap up, Lacey? This is, I mean, again, just, wow, this one just wowed me. So I had to.
Let's
talk about
this. And we appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
No, I just, I want to share that, you know, the numbers from the release, the numbers in the report, it's just, the impressive numbers come from a collective effort. And I can't stress that enough. I know we get bombarded with, you know, different types of engagement opportunities, but I think if we can figure out the source, gathering this information and how we utilizing it, getting it right in front of the right audiences is going to give us the end result we need. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for having me. We are so proud of the numbers here, and we look forward to making 2021 even bigger.
So. Yeah, indeed. Well, I think you are. You guys are got some serious momentum going for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you for all the hard work that you guys do as well. Appreciate it. And look forward to having you back on with some other more great news.
We'll be here. We're always ready to chat. You have a friend over here in Louisiana, Mike.
Sounds good. All right, Lacey. Thanks again. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work there, okay?
Thanks. Have a good one. All right.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.